You've probably noticed that some of your favorite things to buy are getting harder to find. A lot of products are out of stock, from fitness gear to kitchen appliances, and many items in stock are getting more expensive. Jill Schlesinger is CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money and joins us now with more. Hi, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too.
You recently responded to questions from readers about supply chains and why some products are hard to find, from semiconductors to toilet paper, which we talked quite extensively about at the beginning of the pandemic. What is going on?
I think there's a number of issues that are converging and continue to make it tough to find certain products. So we have shipping containers that are stranded in places where there's just not enough product to fill them. And then we have empty containers that are not in the ports where supply can be refreshed and loaded. So this shortage has caused shipping prices to triple. Then again, we have to kind of go back in time, let's say 18, 20 months ago. For most manufacturers, let's take, say, a chip maker, you would have thought whatever it is that someone needs in a house is what I'm going to make. So I'm not going to make these chips that are necessary for cars. I'm going to use something for a PlayStation, and that's what I'm going to concentrate on. And we're playing catch up from those decisions. And that means we've got price spiking as well. And it's really hard to understand how quickly those prices are going to moderate.
We're learning so much about supply chains throughout this pandemic. How much of an impact will we feel over the next few months? I mean, is this shortage something that will extend into the new year?
I think it's going to, and I think this is the critical question the Federal Reserve is asking itself, which is, if those prices remain higher for longer than anticipated, they're going to probably have to start raising interest rates. Now, there are some areas where things are loosening up. Gas prices are coming down a little bit. Lumber prices for your new homes, those prices are down pretty dramatically. But we don't have enough cars. Those prices are rising pretty dramatically, both for new and used cars.
We're also seeing an increase in prices for items that would seem like, on the face, not a part of a supply chain issue, like an increase in the cost of milk. Is that a simple case of supply versus demand as well?
I think that it's supply, it's demand, and then let's throw in a little labor shortage, which is also complicating so much of what's going on in this COVID/hopefully post-COVID era.
Is it worth stockpiling some of these products? What are you telling your readers?
Well, it depends what your products are. You know, do you need to hurry up right now and get what you think is going to be the hot holiday toy or electronic? Maybe not this second, but I'd keep it on your to-do list, and I might start following prices for sure. I think that the holiday season is going to be more expensive, and for some things, really could be 5 to 10% more. When you're talking about a car, a really interesting idea here is that there are a lot of cars that are coming off leases. You may find that the car that you are driving right now has a pre-calculated price to buy out of lease. And that price from 2 or 3 years ago is going to be cheaper than anything you can find right now. So maybe you should buy that car out of your lease and drive it into the ground, just like Aunt Jill does with her 2014 car with 88,000 miles on it.
You know what? You're convincing. Thank you for these tips. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.